بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: لقد رأيت 70 من أهل الصفة ما منهم رجل عليه رداء، إما إزار وإما كساء، قد ربطوا في أعناقهم منها ما يبلغ نصف الساقين ومنها ما يبلغ الكعبين، فيجمعه بيديه كراهية أن ترى عورته. رواه البخاري. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I saw 70 people of the people of Suffa. Suffa was the platform in the Masjid of Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein the poor Sahaba would reside, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give them whatever food would come to him, sadaqah, he would distribute it amongst them. They lived in very poor condition. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala himself was from the Ahl Sufa. And he said, I had seen 70 of them. Ma minhum rajulun alayhi rida. There wasn't a single man from amongst them who had a complete garment. In other words, an upper garment and a lower garment. Imma izarun wa imma kisa. Either the man just had a loincloth, the izar, the bottom, the loincloth, or in other words, his upper part was bare. Wa imma kisa'un, or he had an upper garment coming and covering his satr. Qad rabatu fi a'naqihim, these Ahl Sufa would tie this sheet that they had around their necks. So there's a sheet they would have tied around their necks, and coming from the top, ma yab minha ma yablughu nisfa saqin. This garment will only reach half his calves. وَمِنْهَا مَا يَبْلُغُ الْكَعْبَيْنِ. And some who had a longer garment, it will reach just above the ankles. Then the Sahabi, the Ahl Sufa, فَيَجْمَعُهُ بِيَدِهِ. He would hold this garment, the sheet, together with his hands. كَرَاهِيَةَ أَن تُرَى عُورَتُهُ. Fearing that his private parts must not become exposed. From this we see a very simple and poor condition that the Ashabu Sufa had. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take special care of them, and the Sahaba would take special care of them. From this we understand the very, very simple way of life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. No attachment to the dunya. Whatever little bare minimum they had, this is all what they possessed. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان فراش رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أدم حشوه جيف. رواه البخاري. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم's bedding was made of leather and stuffed with palm fibers. The bedding of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was made of leather. It was filled with leaves and palm fibers. In those days, those who were wealthy, their beddings were filled with wool. And those who were poor, they would just stuff their bedding with palm fibers and leaves. So again, we understand the type of condition that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in had, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had mentioned previously, the simple life he led. Therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought this entire chapter, the virtue of hunger, living a simple life, and sufficing with little food and drink and clothing. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.